in local news. Some of you may have found out the hard way last night, but State Highway 23 is closed from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. all week this week and next week. That's overnight. If you're unlucky enough to get caught on the wrong side of the roadworks at Mangatawhiri Road, they will be escorting cars through the work site every few hours, including at 9:45, 11 p.m. and 1 and 3 a.m. Speaking of State Highway 23, we still don't know if Waka Kotahi will be funding to replace the Greenslade culvert on State Highway 23 near the Greenslade intersection, something they should be considering in their National Land Transport Program, but they're still waiting on the new government to give their government policy statement on land transport before they can make any decisions. Like the Three Waters issue, the government has been slow getting their plans out, so slow that it's causing problems for local bodies like councils that have to have their 10-year plans in place by the end of June. Waikato Regional Council has completed its investigation into the series of unauthorised discharges from the Raglan Wastewater Treatment Plant on four dates in October last year. The discharges were of treated wastewater, which are normally discharged on the outgoing tide due to programming errors. The discharges occurred on the incoming tide. Those events were not authorised and are breaches of environmental regulation. As a result, Watercare, who manages the wastewater plant for Waikato District Council, will be issued with a formal warning. The investigation did not include the last accidental release last year when partially treated wastewater was sent out at the right time, but without having the UV treatment it normally gets. Elsewhere, well, the district council is asking for feedback about animal nuisance issues. If you don't like your pig's neighbours, or roosters keeping you up early, this is your chance to have a say as the council does its review of the keeping of animals bylaw later in the year. Submissions close at the end of March. And a local sport, the final event of the Billabong Grom Series has thrown up a new Raglan champion on day one of the event held at Piha Beach, Auckland. That's on Saturday. Kopal Mateja, brother of Maya Mateja, surfed his way to victory in the under-14 boys division. He built momentum all day through to the final when he posted his highest heat score of the event, 12.6 of a possible 20. It was enough for him to edge past Vitor Bauman from the Mounts. And that is the Raglan News for Monday, 26th of February, 2024.